Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. 'Cause everybody was Facebook fighting.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and this is called Facebook Fighting. When we started this, we thought, you know, it might be hard to find a fight or two on Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. They're everywhere. We found this one in 12 minutes. It's between somebody named Ricardo and Annabelle. So I will be Ricardo here this morning. Krista, you're going to be Annabelle.
Very good.
Now, there is a third player, and that is Maya, who dips in every once in a while.
Yeah, and apparently I am Ricardo's girlfriend, so I get to be your girlfriend now, Marco.
Yes,
ooh,
you'll be my girlfriend.
Finally, it's happening between you two.
I need a nice female voice from you here. So just get that in your head, and then we'll reenact the scene. Now, what we're going to do is reenact the actual fight that took place on Facebook. And here's the good news. Ricardo and Annabelle have agreed to come on our show and try to hash things out and be Facebook friends again. We'll see if we can get that done. But first, here's the fight as it took place on Facebook. You guys ready?
Ready!
All right, sounds good. Here we go. Check it. Found this sick pic from my day out with my girl Maya, and I look sexy as hell.
Heck yeah, you do. I remember that day was crazy fun. Lots of hugs and kisses.
Oh, oh my. No offense, Ricardo, but you don't look so healthy. I mean, you're so skinny. I bet if you popped off that bro tank, I could see your rib cage. You should grab a meal or two and catch up with me. LOL.
I'd say LOL back, but f*** that. I'm on a treadmill, and I can respond, Annabelle. You want to come at me? I'll come at you twice as hard. I'm so sick of people having some faux concern over my health. This isn't the first time you've thrown passive-aggressive shade at me, but it better be the last.
When you're dying from anorexia in the hospital, you'll look back at this and regret being so shitty to me. Maybe eat something and you'll be in a better mood. I mean, get some meat on those bones.
You know what? You never really even seen my body, and I'm not that skinny. I'm just not fat like you. I eat a lot, actually. Maya took that pic right before I chowed down on 30 buffalo wings dipped in creamy ranch.
Oh, my God.
I have meat on my bones. It's called muscle, not lard. And you know what? You know how I got it? By helping fat people like you exercise and improve their lives, something you clearly never want to do.
You. You're fat-shaming privileged and a piece of ableist shit. The majority of people can't control their weight, you douchebag.
Leave my sexy man alone. Just leave him alone.
Oh.
He's a great person who helps people that need to get in shape.
Oh, Jesus.
This, by the way, is how you control your weight.
God, I'm so f***ing done here. I'm going to only talk to people who are tolerant from now on.
Yeah, you're done here. All you do is whine about how you're a victim and how people should accept everyone the way they are, blah, blah, blah.
True.
Of us actually take time to improve our lives instead of playing the victim. All people like you do is enable people to stay in whatever shitty rut their lives are going. Go to the gym and actually be the change that you want to see. That's some motivational bullshit spreading to you.
That's right.
All right, there you go.
Woo!
There is Ricardo and Annabelle and my girlfriend Maya. Great job, girlfriend.
Maya.
Fantastic.
I felt really sexy.
You are so pretty.
Ricardo and Annabelle have agreed to come on our show and try to hash things out to see if they can become Facebook friends once again. Maybe this was just a one-time thing. We'll see if we can get them all back.
Let's do it.
In unison. And we're on with Ricardo this morning. Good morning, Ricardo.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Yeah. So we were just perusing Facebook. We found this fight that happened. Now, it looks like you have some history here with Annabelle. Is that right?
Yeah, you could say that. That's history.
All right. Because it seemed like she just jumped right onto the you're too skinny chain, and that sort of was the straw that broke the camel's back, as it were, for you, because you didn't...
It's not a shock that she decided to pick that exactly. I mean, body issues are the root of the problem, if you understand what I mean, with Annabelle. You know, everybody else's body is of her concern, and she wants to make everybody feel like crap about it. And what a shock. You saw what unfolded and some bullshit.
Yeah. All right. And so it looks like after that, nothing really happened, though. So have you been in touch with her? Has she commented or anything else on your Facebook page?
Good Lord, I hope not. I'm not going to do that intentionally.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you saw the kind of shit she leveled at me. I mean, you trying to make fun of me for, or you trying to give me, you know, shit for actually taking care of my body and what I do for a living?
Yeah.
It's pretty low.
But she did say catch up with me, which I'm assuming is maybe, you know, let's have it again once in a while kind of a thing.
But, yeah, really? that's not a shock. I mean, that happens every once in a while.
Right.
They get to looking at the pictures. They remember that they're lonely, too, and Annabelle's not the only one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so. Oh my gosh.
Here
it is happening.
Well, yeah, Ricardo, Annabelle's actually also here with us.
Hey, yeah, listen, buddy, you know, I get it, like, you're working on your body, but you're manorexic, dude. It's not the same thing.
Manorexic.
You know, you're actually supposed to see muscles under your skin. Your skin shouldn't be, like, you know, one of
Sweetheart,
those insulation
I get
things
that,
you
but
put
those
in
are
the
bones,
attic.
Baby. Those are bones. Those be bones.
No, it's called striations.
I mean,
do you understand what striations are? That's actually when you can see the muscles through the skin.
Did you just make that word up or what?
No, crack a f***ing book. Crack a f***ing book.
Wow.
Why don't you
Striations.
Shut
it.
Striations. Get some protein shakes going.
Okay.
Damn.
Right. Hang on.
That's what protein shakes do. They give you protein that builds on muscles that shows ripness. That's why this word
okay.
ripped.
Okay, yeah.
So,
listen, science guy.
No, go ahead.
Listen, science guy. Why don't you, like... hook up some extra protein then. I mean, this isn't about me trying to put everyone down. It's that you're like flexing.
It isn't because that sure as hell seems.
Well,
that
then
that's exactly
coming at me.
You're
coming at me like I want to get back with you. I don't want to get back with you.
Okay, well, I'm actually the one that said that because it says catch up with me. I thought maybe you were trying to get some more of the Ricardo shakes going.
Oh, geez.
No? Okay.
No,
he needs a milkshake, but I'm not trying to get a shake. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, most milkshakes bring boys to the yard. That's why you have 15 of them back there. All right? I'm telling you, I need to pick up some
You're
protein.
Dying over there.
You need to put down the phone and get to the fucking gym.
Okay.
Okay?
Wow.
Well, I don't know about all that, buddy, but, you know, ain't nobody asked for their money back, so we're good.
That's right, girl. Okay. That's right.
All right, so is there any chance, it doesn't sound like you guys, did you guys have a relationship, or was it more of a, just a, you know, friends of benefits, or was it just friends? What's the story, Annabelle?
It was, he was into me for a hot second, and, you know, I kind of entertained it, and it just didn't work out,
so.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to,
kind
yeah,
of
to the
into
left, to the
me,
left.
Yeah, kind of into you. Yeah, I really need this election.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I've got women all over me, and I really needed that.
All right. So it sounds like you got a lot of, Ricardo, you got a lot of, you know, what is confidence. I mean, you work out, you're a trainer, so it was the first thing you say is, yeah, you look sexy as hell. And that might invite some people to come on your Facebook page and say stuff. But
well, yeah, that's jealousy defined.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a problem with the confidence that I have, I would highly suggest you get some of your own goddamn confidence. Because... I got plenty to give out, but if you don't want any of it over here, that's fine.
Honey,
that's on you.
It's a highlight. Honey, Instagram, Facebook, it's all the highlight reel. I mean, like, that's just like, hey, look at me. Life's good in this 3 seconds. Like, that's
yeah, well,
like,
my highlight reel's on ESPN every day, Annabelle. Where's your highlight reel?
Okay.
Nowhere.
Okay.
Please.
All right. So probably never going to happen between you guys again.
Come
huh?
on. Just do it.
Oh, she'll call me at 2 a.m. one of these days.
Please. You guys
need to go to Pound Town.
No.
Get it done with. Go to Pound Town
and
get it done with.
All right. Well, I guess we didn't make friends here, but at least you guys can go your separate ways feeling better about yourselves, right?
You're fine.
Oh, I feel fine.
Yeah. I feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She may feel amazing. I look amazing. There's a difference.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. It's a hell to the no hump day. These are stories of times in your life when you were just like, hell no. Could be a huge event that happened years ago or something just happened last week, something big or small. We don't care. We want to hear from you now. 321-0931. What's making you go, hell no? I'll start you off with one. You guys know I like motorcycles. I ride. I have a couple. I ride all the time as much as I can. And this summer has been the worst summer for rain that I can ever remember. I don't ever remember more rain in one summertime. But anyway, every time I get on my motorcycle, literally every single time, it rains. And so yesterday, looked like it was nice outside. Everything was fine. Kind of looks like it was today. Kind of a blue sky. Not much going on. I figured, you know what? There's no possibility of rain. So I jumped on my bike, and I went out for a little ride. And as soon as I got on, there's a magic out of nowhere. A cloud appears, and it starts to rain. And it just makes you say,
hell no, to the no, no,
hell no,
hell to the no.
Why is that? Worst summer ever for motorcyclists, let me tell you. 321-0931. Could be bigger or smaller, whatever. We want to hear from you. We got to put this out on social media. We got one from Facebook this morning from Jade. And Jade says, hey, Marco, I actually got married last week. And during my wedding reception, as me and my new husband were leaving, my mother-in-law hugged me and whispered into my ear, I'm sure you'll be great. You'll do great tonight. Don't disappoint him. And I was like,
hell no.
Wow.
To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
Some extra pressure there. On your wedding night. You don't need that, for sure. 321-0931. It's a hell to the no hump day. Let's get to James this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So it's a hell to the no hump day. So what's your story here for us?
Yeah, well, I've been married 5 years, and recently my wife decided to do something to make our love life a little more spontaneous, as she put it, which, you know, I can admit it gets a little predictable. But so she came into the bathroom and she wanted to surprise me. So she just walked right in and then sat down on the edge of the tub and, kind of, you know, presented herself, you could say.
Nice.
Yeah.
So hell to the know about that.
Well, the thing is, I was sitting on the toilet. I wasn't taking a bath, which maybe is what she thought. But
oh, I see. So she came in and you were actually using the bath.
I was using the toilet.
The toilet, not good. You're like, honey, you might not want to come in here for a while. She's like, oh, hell no. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. Thanks for calling. Did she say anything about it, or, you know, just let it go, kind of?
We talked about it later.
You did.
She looked a little embarrassed and then walked out. And I said, why don't I let you know when I'm in the tub, maybe, and we try it again.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep. 321-0931. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
It's me.
Who is this?
I don't want to say who I am because this is embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what happened?
So my partner, who I love very much, and her girl she's having whatever with right now. Sent me a tape of them having sex, a voicemail of them having sex.
Oh, the
old... Hell no!
Hell no!
The old
voicemail. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah, thanks for calling. Oh, that's terrible when you get the old voicemail. Hey, babe, you know what I'm doing right now? You know, when your ex having sex. It's not good. This is from Kayla, who says, I swapped shifts with a coworker last Friday so I could have the perfect Netflix date with my man. You know the kind where it doesn't matter what you watch, except he canceled at the last minute, so it was just me eating pizza alone. And I was like,
hell no.
You can't really do the Netflix and chill by yourself. I mean, you could, but it's not as good. This is from Snapchat from Harry, who says, so my classes start this week, yet none of my expensive books have arrived, not even the one for my college readiness class, which is funny, but makes me say,
hell no, to the no, 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 hell to the no.
How are you supposed to be college ready when your college readiness book has not come? Let's get to Kathy this morning. Morning, Kathy.
Morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for holding on. So it's a hell to the no hump day. What's making you say hell no today?
Well, on Monday, I had one of those mornings where everything went wrong. I couldn't find my work badge. I couldn't find what to wear. I couldn't find my phone or my keys. It was just a terrible morning. And I go downstairs to grab something from the basement, and it's flooded. And I shook my head and walked back upstairs and ignored it. I was like, hell no, I'm not dealing with that.
You're like, I can't even deal with that. I'm just going to pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, I left it as a surprise for my husband. He was super thrilled.
Oh, and he was like, hell no.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sorry that that happened, but I understand where you're coming from. So thanks for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, especially with all this dumb rain. Let's get to Michael this morning. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's a hell to the no hump day. What's your hell to the no for?
So there was this girl that was I thought was super hot, and finally got her to come over to my house, and you know, we did the dirty and had some good old time, and I went to sleep. She stayed. I didn't know. And my brother came home, and she got him a little drunk, and then they did the dirty too.
Oh my!
In the morning, my brother was like, "Bro, like this girl, you know, like she came over and like we had some fun." I was like, "Hell no!"
Oh my god! That's I mean, that's yeah. I don't even know what to say actually, but
yeah, me neither. Trust me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. At least, yeah. I can't even. There's nothing I can say actually. That's. That's good. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right, man. Yeah. He was ready. Ready a lot there. 3210931 on a hell to the no hump day. We got this from Sean off of Twitter. It says, it was in my kitchen yesterday. I heard this weird moan coming from the living room. I went in to check on it to see my grandpa quickly change the channel and lean forward. I don't even want to think about what he was watching in there.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it's your grandpa. I mean, give him some room. Give him some room. That's what I say. Let's get to Dean. Or, I'm sorry. Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Let me tell you how I'm doing.
Okay.
So I have a fur baby. Her name is Gigi. She's an amazing dog. Mm-hmm. And some days I work some really long hours. So my brother, I gave him a key so he can come by my apartment and check on Gigi, take her out, you know, potty.
Yeah.
And I get home from work and I see panties in Gigi's mouth. They're not my panties. Okay.
What?
They're not mine.
Whose are they?
And I'm like, my brother's been hooking up. My brother's been using my apartment to hook up.
Oh, hell no.
My fur baby, Gigi, got panties in her mouth.
And you're like,
in her mouth.
Hell no. Unbelievable. Hell no. You're going to have to say something to your brother.
No doubt. You know, that's what I'm going to say to my brother. How could he?
Yeah, well,
and then do that to Gigi. You know what I'm saying? Be so careless and that's so nasty.
He's going to scar your dog for life.
And I'm scarred. So, yeah. You know, Gigi's she's damaged. And, yeah. I mean, it's just horrible. And how many girls has it been? It's just wrong.
A lot of questions.
It's wrong.
A lot of questions. You know, Gigi's probably going, hell no. No, my gosh. All right. Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.